Listening test 2. Task 1.
Kyrgyzstan, April 2010. After the widespread rioting in the capital, Bishkek, and the ousting of President Bakiyev, the situation in this Central Asian nation deteriorated, with violent clashes between the two main ethnic groups. A government was proclaimed with Rosa Otunbayeva as interim president. After a referendum on a new constitution in late June, she was sworn in on the 3rd of July, promising rapid elections. Constantino de Miguel spoke to her for Euronews.
Madam President, can you describe the tragic events your country suffered? How many deaths, how many wounded, how many displaced people?
270, they've been registered in our medical service. But it doesn't mean that only this is a real number, because by tradition they must be buried the same day, and it's higher several times the real number. We do realize that there is a third party which interested very much in such violence, and we must identify this. And some of them, they are religious extremists, and we do know that there is a dream of those people to shake up the whole valley and to build a religious caliphate, and this is one part. And unfortunately, in all of this exercise, the family of the previous president was involved very much, and we find out this, and this is a serious conflict for the country.
How is your government tackling the humanitarian crisis in Osh? How are you assisting those people that fled ethnic violence?
And it's about 110,000 people fled to Uzbekistan. Majority of them are women, elderly and children, and they are back now, all of them. So for practically all of them, they are in Kyrgyzstan back. Of course, they came back to the places where there are no housing, no for their business. They lost their relatives, and now a lot of international organizations came to help us in such a very needy time.
What kind of support you need from the international community to consolidate your democratic regime?
We need assistance to consolidate the power and to consolidate the democracy in my country. First of all, what is a great concern of mine these days, in the height of the summer, to provide roof for those people who are today victims of this conflict. And we need housing, construction of this housing. We need construction materials, because we have a nation which can build itself.
How about the police forces and the army? Can you count on them?
We are working on the project to get OSCE police contingent, peacekeeping contingent, to separate two sites. We have about 13,000 police forces, and we need badly train them, equip them.
But people really are disappointed with democracy after the rigged elections and also the anarchy that followed. So how can you really gain their confidence?
Recently we had a referendum which was great joy for us, big surprise for many countries. Results were just tremendous. Out of 70% who came to vote, we got 90% of people who voted for the new constitution. And for me, as interim president now, because I agreed to, that is my contribution to the stability of my country, to be a president meanwhile, and then we'll have later on in a half a year, 1.5 year time, presidential elections. So we should go step by step to the stabilization. And I think people want stability, they want unity of the country, and they want peace in my country.